Are you a hoarder? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Gregory Chasson, assistant professor of psychology at Towson University, delves into the factors that may lead someone to become a compulsive hoarder.
What exactly is compulsive hoarding? Imagine this. Envision your most prized sentimental possession, maybe a trophy from childhood, a love letter, a wedding dress, or your comic book collection, something that you really care about. Now imagine throwing that into a metal trash can, dousing it with gasoline, and burning it to ash. Feeling anxious, sad, or perhaps even angry? Now sit with those thoughts and feelings for a second. What you're experiencing is exactly how individuals that hoard feel when you ask them to toss out their possessions. The difference between a person that compulsively hoards and someone that doesn't is that individuals that hoard tend to experience things more frequently, more intensely, and they experience it with possessions that other people usually find valueless and meaningless, like newspapers, egg cartons, or broken appliances. Hoarding is a psychiatric condition that's characterized by four main features. 1. Acquisition difficulties. People that hoard tend to acquire things at a much higher clip than other people. 2. They have trouble discarding things, and those lead to the third feature, which is clutter. Living spaces are so filled with possessions that it's a fire hazard, a tripping hazard, or it might lead to pest infestations. The fourth characteristic is that accumulation of stuff causes significant distress or impairment to the self or others. Hoarding is actually far more common than we originally imagined. 4% of the population seems to experience meaningful hoarding symptoms. To put that into perspective, that's 6 times more prevalent than autism spectrum disorders, which seems to be getting a lot more attention. And it's about half as prevalent as diabetes mellitus, which by most accounts is the modern epidemic. Hoarding's common and it's debilitating. If you suspect that you have compulsive hoarding or someone you love experiences compulsive hoarding, please seek professional help from a cognitive behavior therapist who specializes in hoarding. Also, please check out resources through the International OCD Foundation.
That was Gregory Chasson of Towson University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got it.